retail sales up during the holiday season.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
Before getting to the retail sales, the news of the week is the Phase 1 agreement with China, where U.S. does not lift its tariffs, but China will purchase $200 billion of new imports. It sounds great. However, China's promise is not clear. Is this additional or replacement or part of current imports? And since U.S. is not lifting tariffs, Chinese imports will cost U.S. customers more. Sounds like a great deal, right? Okay. Back to retail sales. Retail sales cover from the regular items like grocery to occasional purchases like cars. We also take inflation out of the data so that we can measure the actual amount of change in retail sales. This measure is called real retail sales. Average real retail sales rose by 1.7% in 2019. And last December's increase was significantly better than December of 2018, when real retail sales actually dropped. Real retail sales last year was almost flat from July through the end of the year. However, its average for 2019 was 1.7% higher than in 2018. For those who keep count, real retail sales has increased by 6.3% in 3 years since the end of 2016. 1 full percentage point less than the 3 years between 2012 and the end of 2015. The picture behind the scenes is more interesting, as its impact on our environment is significant. Employment in department stores, which reached close to 1.8 million in 2001, has dropped to 1.3 million, a loss of 500,000 jobs, which is almost 10 times the total number of people who work in coal mines. And even this is only up to December of 2017, since the federal government has discontinued this series. Most of these losses were due to the change in our method of shopping. However, for those of us who have Amazon reminding us on a daily basis of what we need and should be ordering right away, this comes as a total surprise that all of this online shopping only constitutes 11% of all our total retail shopping. There was a time before big box stores that moms and pop stores dotted every neighborhood. Then came the big boxes, and they decimated the ranks of the small local stores with their variety of products and low prices. As Mark Twain said, history doesn't repeat itself, but often rhymes. This time round, e-commerce is replacing the old big boxes, for the same reason that a few decades ago, they replaced the small local stores. Yet another proof that the only constant in life is change. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.